Now, the Irish Prime Minister's challenged Britain to find a solution to the Irish border issue in the run-up to Brexit. Leo Varadkar's been on his first official visit to Northern Ireland, where he raised concerns over the border becoming a barrier to free trade and commerce. He says unique solutions should be used to help preserve relations between Britain and the European Union after we leave. Well, Dr. Ray Bassett is a former Irish diplomat and also senior fellow for EU affairs at Policy Exchange. That's an influential think tank on the right of British politics. Joins us now. Ray, hello. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
What is the feeling then in Ireland now? Does it reflect what Leo Varadkar had to say today?
I think so. I think there's a feeling of frustration that the talks between Bernier and Davis seems to be going nowhere. And the one country that would be affected most of all, apart from the UK, is Ireland. And they're not really at the talks. And I think Leo Varadkar is a very energetic kind of leader, and he's just come into power. And I think he's sort of expressing that frustration at the lack of progress, particularly on the one of the three priority areas, which is the Irish border.
I wonder how privy he is, though, Ray, to what is being discussed at the moment. Is this just a discussion document from him, do you think, to try and chivvy them along, or does he want to be more informed, if you will, of what the process is?
I think it's an attempt to chivvy people along, but I think the Irish government probably made an error at the very start by saying that the European Union could do all the negotiating for them, because our relationship with Britain is very, very different than the rest of the European Union countries. And I think Leo Varadkar has just come into power. He's not in a position to change that. And he's engaging in a bit of megaphone diplomacy to try and influence and push things along. And I'd say, you know, the deadlock in the three areas are really getting to him. And, you know, Ireland is watching and the clock is ticking. And, you know, unless something happens, we're going to have a situation where the UK could crash out of the European Union without an agreement.
So he's not reassured then, Ray, is he? Because we've heard all along that really involved in the talks have said that they don't want a hard border. Presumably he doesn't believe what he's hearing.
Well, I think I think there was a lot of baloney about hard and soft borders, and I think the new Irish government, or the new people in the government in Ireland, have really faced up to reality and said there's no such thing as a soft border or a really technologically advanced border where there's no queues. They really said that we don't want any border, and any border would greatly interfere with trade, with ordinary people passing by, and probably would place the Good Friday Agreement in some jeopardy. And I think the fact that there's no real solutions being mooted in this area has, again, driven the Irish government into the public arena to express that frustration.
Just finally, Ray, one of his solutions was to talk about a specific agreement between Ireland and the UK. But, of course, he would presumably have to persuade the rest of the EU to go along with that.
Absolutely. I mean, what Ireland should have done and the UK was establish a bilateral agreement before the talks started. But the European Union made it very clear that they don't want any country, including Ireland, talking and negotiating directly with Britain, which is, again, very much against our interest. And I think the new Taoiseach and the new Minister of Foreign Affairs are signalling that they're not very happy with the present situation.
Ray, thank you for your time this afternoon.
OK, and thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Dr. Ray Bassett there, former Irish diplomat.